Hi, my name is Erica, and I am a member of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you my summary of Judges, chapters 9 through 12. I hope that what I share with you gives an accurate account of God's Word. I hope that it blesses you, it blesses me, and it blesses Him. Let's just jump right on into it because I'm running a little bit behind. What is today? Wednesday? We're only one day behind, but I'll get caught up today. So anyway, Judges chapter 9, give you a little bit of an outline of what it's about. We have Abimelech's reign in Shechem. We have Jotham's parable in Judges 9, chapters 7 through 21, and then Abimelech's reign continues in chapter 9, verses 22 through 57. So chapter 9 begins with the rise of Abimelech. He is the son of Gideon, who convinces the people of Shechem to make him a king. So after killing his 70 brothers, Abimelech reigns for 3 years until the people of Shechem rebel against him. Then we see Jotham, the youngest son of Gideon, delivers a parable that speaks against Abimelech's reign, predicting his downfall. Eventually, the people of Shechem turn on Abimelech and he attacks them. During the attack, Abimelech is fatally wounded by a woman who drops a millstone on his head. This chapter serves as a warning against those who seek power through violence and bloodshed. Judges chapter 10, the outline is Tola and Jair's judgeship. Right there in Judges chapter 10, 1 through 5, and then we see the Israelites turn from God. Judges chapter 10, verses 6 through 18. So chapter 10 begins by introducing Tola and Jair. They were two judges who led Israel for a combined total of 45 years. However, after their reigns, the Israelites once again, turn from God and begin worshiping other gods. God forbid. As a result, God allows them to be oppressed by the Philistines and the Ammonites for 18 years. Did they learn anything in the wilderness? No. learn not to come against God. The Israelites eventually repent and cry out to God for help, and God sends Japheth to lead them into battle against the Ammonites. Judges chapter 11, Japheth becomes Israel's judge, and then we see Japheth's diplomacy, and then Japheth's vow. Judges chapter 11 introduced Japheth, a mighty warrior who becomes Israel's judge during their battle against the Ammonites. Japheth is initially rejected by the Israelites because he is the son of a prostitute. But he is eventually chosen to lead them into battle. Before the battle, Japheth tries to negotiate with the Ammonites, but they refuse to back down. Japheth then makes a vow to God that he will sacrifice the first thing that comes out of his house if he is victorious in battle. After a decisive victory, Japheth's daughter is the first thing to come out of his house, and he is forced to fulfill his vow, leading to the tragic end of this chapter. Wow. And then lastly, Judges chapter 12, the outline here is Ephraim's dispute with Jephthah, and Ibzan, Elon, and Abdon's judgeship. So chapter 12 begins with a dispute between the tribe of Ephraim and Jephthah over their exclusion from the battle against the Ammonites. Jephthah argues that he had called on the tribe of Ephraim for help, but they had refused. As a result, Jephthah defeats the Ephraimites in battle, and 42,000 of them are killed. The chapter then briefly introduces three more judges, Ibzan, Elon, and Abdon, who lead Israel for a total of 25 years. The chapter concludes by emphasizing the cyclical nature of the book of Judges as the Israelites once again turn from God and begin worshiping other gods, setting the stage for future conflicts and the need for more judges to arise. So that concludes my summary of Judges chapter 9 through 12. We see that, the children of Israel are still struggling with their ability to stay faithful to a faithful God. But we must, with all our might, with all our heart, with all our strength, stay faithful to the one and only true God. Because with Him on our side and walking in obedience into Him and having faith in Him and trust in Him, how can we go wrong or how can we lose? So, that's what I got out of that. Alrighty, so I'm going to get out of here. Again, my name is Erica with I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Don't forget to check us out on other podcast platforms like Google's Podcast, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, many, many more. Also, check us out on our social media under the name I Read the Whole Bible Every Year, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and on Clubhouse under the club name Doing Life God's Way for the Room, 40 Minutes of Soaking Worship. Check us out on our website at iReadTheWholeBibleEveryYear.org, and check us out on the church app under the parent ministry, Hosanna Jubilee Prayer, Healing, and Outreach Ministries. And there you will also find our new website if you go to the church app. Alrighty, again, thank you for joining us for this read and the summary, but also thank you for supporting us. Again, have a wonderful day. God bless you. Grace and peace. Bye-bye.